This is Dr. Herbert L. Byerly, Dean of the University of Healing, University of Philosophy, Absolute Monastery here in Campbell, California, with a Bible story. All the stories from the New Testament tell some interesting concepts. Some of them are consistent and some are not, but that doesn't make any difference. The man Jesus the Christ, was always consistent. And he always said the same beautiful, wonderful things. And he said that love is what God is all about. And love is what life is all about. Love your neighbor like you love yourself. First loving yourself. But love is what it's all about. And he spoke about healing too. And he spoke about the resurrection of those who appear to be dead. And he often called them, they're only sleeping. Well, in Luke 7:14, Jesus said to a young man, young man, I say unto thee, arise. The young man had died. He was his mother's only son. And he was being carried on a brier out of his house down to the cemetery. And he was being carried by all his pallbearers, his friends, people who cared about him. And he lay there, looking all the world alive, but he was dead. And his mother was grieving heartily and crying and unhappy that her special, precious son died. And Jesus spoke to her and said, what is it that bothers you? He knew that it was that her son had died. And she says, I miss him so. I miss him so. And Jesus then said to the young man, lying there on the briar, young man, I say unto thee, arise. And the boy got up and went about his world. We give people up for dead all too often. Where we could speak the words of Jesus that he has spoken so often in the Bible, and know that it is not a death. It is life always continues. It's just that sometimes we give up the body. Now, we don't always have to give up the body. We can keep it, and we can live in a healthy, happy, hearty body if we wish. But most of the time, we're like the mother. The moment the son appeared to die, she was bereft, and she was so unhappy. And all the neighbors and all of the people who were involved felt the boy was no longer with him. But the boy was only sleeping. And this is what happens to each of us. We let our body go to sleep, and we go on to other adventures. Now, those are other dimensions. We don't need to let our body go to sleep. You say, well, goodness sakes, what would happen to the funeral parlor business? Well, that's not our question. We don't have to let the body go to sleep. We can do as we have been taught by the Master Jesus. Say, life is eternal. We are immortal. Young man, I say unto thee, arise. Can you say that with your loved ones, with yourself? What would people think of you if you were to make such a statement? If you were to begin speaking those words in such a beautiful, fabulous way, what would the world think of you? Who cares? If we want to listen to the words of the Master Teacher, and we want to follow the words of the Master Teacher, then we begin to live a life that is most spectacular. We live our immortality now. We live our uniqueness now. And life is indeed very, very special. So, my beloved friends, Bible stories are stories, for me, of the Master Teacher directing us to follow the way that he has shown and live in immortality. This is my thought and blessing and desire for myself and for you. So have a wonderful day, and know that I love you, I love you. I love you.